By now, most of the country, including the metro area, has recovered from the Great Recession. Businesses are flocking to the state's capital, but Tucson is still lagging behind when it comes to economic recovery. To tell us more about why Tucson's economy is still struggling and what its future looks like, producer Kaylee Monahan spoke with the Arizona Republic business reporter and personal finance reporter Russ Wiles. She started by asking him why Tucson was hit particularly hard by the recession.
As you know, the entire state got hit pretty hard by the recession, much harder than the nation overall, for a lot of reasons. And both parts of the state, big metro areas, Phoenix and Tucson, were slow to come out of the recession. But what hurt Tucson, I think, more than anything was some cutbacks that also happened in the military and in state and local government and federal government at that time. But around 2012, 2013, Tucson was starting to emerge like the rest of the state, like Arizona, but they are so much more dependent on military and government spending that when those cuts happened, it hit them a lot harder.
Why is the military so important for Tucson specifically?
I think it's the fact that they have not developed a lot of their corporations. A lot of the private sector is much, much smaller there. As a good example, where we're sitting today in your studios, Northwest Tempe, on the Phoenix-Tempe border, within about 10 square miles of here, there are about 20, 25 headquarters of public, good-sized public corporations, Avnet, Carvana, First Solar, Freeport-McMoRan, Microchip. All of the Tucson metro area has one public company headquartered there. I mean, there are other companies, but, you know, you want some big homegrown companies of size because they have good jobs, they support local nonprofits, they encourage, you know, support businesses, suppliers, accounting firms, and, you know, law, legal firms, whatever. We have that here in Phoenix, not so much as in a lot of other big cities, but we're growing it, particularly in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, Chandler. Tucson has one company like that, and they're a city of 1 million people. So I really think that their private sector is much more nascent, much more undeveloped than it is up here. And that means they're more dependent on government. And when government spending is cut, they're in trouble.
Has there been a push to try and attract more companies? And
yes.
Why hasn't that worked?
Well, every city of size is doing that. And Tucson has changed their focus. They're trying to become more aggressive, as the head of Sun Corridor, which is their economic development group, told me. They're not going for every headquarters, every company expansion. As you may recall, when Amazon first announced that they were going to set up a new headquarters, every city in the country was up for it, was excited. Tucson sent a Saguaro to Seattle, which was politely returned. It was more of a gimmick. I mean, let's face it. Tucson really wasn't going to get that, you know, headquarters, and Phoenix then either. But I think for Tucson, they're trying to pick and choose the types of companies that they have a better chance at, rather than try for everything. And I think their economic development people will say they have four key areas. One is aerospace defense, another one is logistics with the train that goes down there and the border with Mexico. Another one is medical diagnostics, and the other one is natural resources, such as copper mining. There's a lot more big mines down there than there are up here.
Speaking of Mexico, I know that trade with Mexico is huge for them. So I wanted to talk about how that's going and how much they've been hurt by NAFTA kind of unraveling and potential trade wars that are on the horizon here.
Yeah, they're hurt. And if something happens, if NAFTA really is unraveled, I mean, they're negotiating it right now, or if a real full-scale trade war erupted with Mexico, they'd feel it more than us. But it's also a function of the strong dollar. Mexicans can't purchase as much U.S. goods. It curtails their tourism. A lot of Mexicans, you know, when the exchange rate is good, they'll come over the border. They'll, you know, spend a weekend in Tucson. They'll go shopping, whatever. But the latest numbers I've seen are that Arizona exports in general are down double digit over the last 2 years. So a lot of that is going to be felt in Tucson.
Mm-hmm. But there's a glimmer of hope on the horizon, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are many glimmers of hope. For one thing, I think that the leaders down there really recognize they're having problems and kind of a wake-up call. And from what I've heard, there's much more of a, just in the last couple of years, more of a spirit of cooperation, more private sector interest. Raytheon, a good example of a company. It's Southern Arizona's largest private employer, non-government employer. You know, they make missiles and armaments. They're not based in Tucson, but they have 12,000 people there. It's a big operation. They were saying that when they have been looking to expand recently, the political powers that be have been very cooperative. So I guess that's one good factor for them. I would also even point to their downtown, which I don't know if you'd been there a decade ago, but I thought it was eerie, if not scary. It was depressed. You go down there now, there's a little bit more vibrancy. They've gotten 85 new restaurants opened, apparently, in the last year or two. Light rail is running down there. They've revitalized a lot of these old brick buildings that Phoenix doesn't have downtown so much anymore. There's a push to try and make their downtown a lot more fun, a lot more inviting, more of a destination. And they are talking about a riverfront development of their river, the Santa Cruz, like we did in Tempe, Tempe Town Lake, and that could really pump some life into the area, just like Tempe Town Lake has done for the Tempe area.
Russ, thank you very much for coming and really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your time.
All right.
That was the show's Kaylee Monahan speaking with Russ Wiles of the Arizona Republic.